It's been a long road for Port Aransas. The island city marked the one-year anniversary of Hurricane Harvey. The tourist destination near Corpus Christi was shut down for months after the storm. Residents recently gathered to remember the thousands of people who helped rebuild their town through one act of kindness at a time. TPR's Joey Palacios has the story.
It's a clear, sunny Saturday on the beaches of Port Aransas. The sand is full of people relaxing under tents or umbrellas. Music from Bluetooth speakers and radios fills the air. It's hard to imagine a year ago today the town was empty, evacuated just hours before Harvey came ashore.
Oh, say can you see?
Hours after sunrise, outside the city's marina, a flag-raising ceremony honors first responders. Port Aransas Mayor Charles Bouillon has a long list to thank.
The police assist from surrounding towns, the fire departments from Claiborne and Alpine and DFW and Somerville.
The city was flooded with an army of civilian volunteers, too. Ken Yarbrough is the recreation coordinator for the city of Port Aransas. He says they came from all over the country.
And they would meet the residents, and they would go into the homes, and they would rip the carpet out, and they would bring out the appliances, and they would rip out the moldy drywall and do all the things that you wouldn't expect total strangers to do for you.
On Saturday afternoon, 2,500 decorated paper bags line the sidewalk near the marina. The bags are decorated with the names of people, churches, any group that came to help Port A. Some are elaborately painted with superheroes in capes. Others have a beach scene complete with palm trees. Yarbrough says it's a way of respectfully saying thank you.
We didn't want to have a celebration. We didn't want to have a party because so many of our residents are still rebuilding, are still in flux of some sort. They're not in their homes, or they're in their homes without walls.
Betty Crawford is one of those people not back in her home just yet. Her condo suffered a lot of damage. She wrote about 30 names on two of those paper bags. Friends and a church group that helped her get settled in her temporary home.
Some of them gave me leftover furniture they could do without. And I have a fairly nice little apartment to live in now, thanks to a lot of friends. And it's gotta last me for 2 years, so until I can get into my condo again.
At sundown, an electric candle inside each bag creates a warm, flickering glow. Port A residents and visitors read off the names from the bags, reflecting on the days just after the storm. The mood is joyful, in parts, somber in others. In the crowd are Day and Jim Wheeler, 35-year residents of Port Aransas. They say their homes suffered heavy damage in the storm.
By the next day, many of our friends were here, standing by our side, helping us clean up.
Even people they didn't know.
There are two young teenagers from San Diego that drove up and offered us food. I asked them who they were with. They said, nobody. We just felt like we needed to get over here and help. And, you know, I was very moved with that.
For the Wheelers and so many others, this one-year anniversary is cathartic. Jeffrey Hentz, CEO of the Port Aransas Chamber of Commerce, says today is the start of a new chapter.
We're past it. The community can truly say we've got through it. Look how far back we've come in such a short window of time. So it feels tremendously inspirational, and it keeps us driving even harder.
It's a solemn milestone and a reminder that the people of these coastal towns will always be ready to weather the storm and come back stronger. In Port Aransas, Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.